Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
So Sam, who are some of your heroes?
Okay, my heroes. Does Captain Kirk count?
Captain Kirk?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I guess he's not a real person,
yeah. But
kind of a hero.
And who are yours?
A sporting hero is Stuart Pearce, a soccer player who played for my team. He played for England. My acting hero is the late Sir Christopher Lee, who was in more movies in his career than anyone.
Okay.
He was Saruman in Hobbit and Lord of the Rings.
Yes, he was
in lots of other movies.
I think also Magneto.
Magneto. No, that was Ian McKellen, who was Gandalf. Okay, but yes, both great British actors. So what makes a hero? I guess they have to inspire people, make people want to be better or do something amazing. A hero also needs to do something brave or difficult, perhaps something that's never been done before.
I guess we're talking about hero today, right?
Yes, the title of the article is Catherine Switzer, a hero for women's sports.
Okay, so what made her a hero?
Well, let's find out by reading through today's article.
Reading.
Catherine Switzer, a hero for women's sports. The Boston Marathon, one of the world's oldest races, was first held in 1897. That year, the marathon gave 15 men quite a run for their money. In the end, only 10 of those men finished the course. Since then, the marathon has been regarded as one of the world's hardest and thus most famous races. Despite this, the race's first 75 years were closed to women. Then, in 1967, Catherine Switzer signed up for the race. She discovered that the marathon's rules didn't actually restrict women from running. Switzer used this knowledge to enter the marathon, 5 years before women were officially permitted to take part. Switzer started running as a young girl. However, when she began university, she realized her university didn't have a female running team. Thus, Switzer asked the college's cross-country coach to let her train with the men's team. It was during these practices that Switzer met Arnie Briggs, a 15-time marathon runner.
The article begins by saying the Boston Marathon, one of the world's oldest races, was first held in 1897. So a marathon, M-A-R-A-T-H-O-N, marathon, is a long-distance race, just over 42 kilometers or 26 miles in length. The name refers to a legend about a battle in ancient Greece at a place called Marathon. A soldier ran from the battlefield to Athens to tell his people their army had won.
Okay, marathon 这个字呢，我们中文直接音译哦，就是呢马拉松的意思。所以呢，你看到马拉松全马就是42公里，半马的话就是21公里哦，或者是像刚刚 Pat 讲说这个26这个 miles。 OK， 总之呢，这么很长很长的路程，马拉松呢就是长程的这个长跑比赛哦。那跑步比赛的比赛呢，你就可以用这个词 race。 那课文呢也提到呢非常有名的波士顿马拉松哦，就是前几年发生这个爆炸案的那个马拉松，你还记得吗？ OK， here's some more about the Boston Marathon. The article says that year the marathon gave 15 men quite a run for their money.
Yeah, that's an interesting phrase, to give someone a run for their money. It's today's shortcut for you, so let's learn more about it.
Shortcut for you.
Ha! I got you! You're dead meat now!
No way! I've got 3 extra lives! You are going down!
That's what you think! Just wait until I use my secret weapons to take you down!
Oh no! I can't believe you have the 3 bombs. It's official. You beat me.
Don't be upset. You should be proud. You gave me quite a run for my money.
Excuse me? I didn't run anywhere with your money. I would never steal from you.
What? No, no, no. Don't worry. I know you would never steal from me. Give somebody a run for their money means to give someone a challenge.
I see. So, give somebody a run for their money means 给某人强大的挑战，竞争压力。
That's right. So, you certainly didn't steal any of my money.
I might steal your points in our next game, though.
You're on!
So, to give someone a run for their money means to give someone a challenge.
没有错，这个片语呢表示呢给你挑战呢，跟这个 money 跟给你钱没有关系。So, 15 men ran that first marathon in
1897. Yes. But as the article says, in the end, only 10 of those men finished the course.
It must be a hard course. The article then says, since then, the marathon has been regarded as one of the world's hardest and thus most famous races.
Yeah, because it's hard, so everyone wants to do it. Here we use the word regard, R-E-G-A-R-D, regard, which means considered or thought of in a certain way. So the Boston Marathon is regarded or thought of as one of the hardest races in the world. We could also say that Kending is regarded as a beautiful place to visit.
Okay, regard 这个字呢，我们中文翻译为视为，看作什么东西。例如呢，我们课文说这个波士顿马拉松呢被视为最难的马拉松，世界上最难的马拉松比赛之一。那么呢，你可以像课文一样使用被动的用法，比方说你可以说 be regarded as 被视为什么东西，或是呢，你也可以说 regard A as B， 就是呢把 A 视为 B， 这样是一样的用法。那你当然也可以把 regard 这个字呢换成 consider， 或是呢你更熟悉的 think of， 这个呢都是一样意思，被视为的意思。The article also says despite this, the race's first 75 years were closed to women.
Yeah, we use despite to show a contrast. So we're saying even though the race is famous, women weren't allowed to take part. That's what the phrase were closed to women means, okay? These races were closed to women means women weren't allowed to run in the race.
OK, 我们先看一下 despite 这个字呢就是尽管的意思，你也可以呢说 regardless， 中文呢就是一样，跟中文这个尽管的用法是一样的。那后面说到呢，他说怎么样 is close to women， 就是呢他这个不是表示很亲近哦，如果说很亲近的话我们会用形容词 close， 但是呢注意到我们这边是动词 closed， 它是 PP 表示被动哦，表示说呢这个比赛呢对于女性来说是关闭的，女生是不能参加的。 This rule changed, right?
Right, the rule changed. The article saysThen, in 1967, Catherine Switzer signed up for the race. To sign up for something means to register to take part or to officially join something.
Okay, why did she do this? The article says she discovered that the marathon's rules don't actually restrict women from running.
Yeah, they didn't restrict women from running. So the word restrict, R-E-S-T-R-I-C-T, restrict, means to put limits on something or to stop someone from doing or taking part in something.You could also say, this movie is restricted to people aged 18 or over.
Okay, restrict 这个动词呢表示限制的意思哦。那您可以直接说这个 restrict 谁 from 什么事情。比方说像刚刚 Pep 举例说18岁以下的人呢他们是不能看电影的。所以呢 from the movie, okay? 那呢另外呢就是我们可以说呢 is restricted to do something, 你可以用被动的用法哦，表示呢这个是限制不能做。那你也可能看过它的名词哦， restriction。restriction 这个字呢就是呢表示限制哦。那限制什么东西，这些被限制的事情呢，所以中文也可以翻译为规定的意思。 So the rules don't stop Catherine from joining the race, right?
No, they didn't, okay? The article says Switzer used this knowledge to enter the marathon 5 years before women were officially permitted to take part. got a few words to look at here. The first one is knowledge, K-N-O-W-L-E-D-G-E, knowledge, which is something that is known. For example, we could say, this knowledge might be dangerous in the wrong hands. We can also use the word knowledge to mean all the things you know.
哦，刚刚 Pat 给的例句呢，就很像在科幻电影里面讲的，就是呢，这些知识呢不能掉到这个危险的人、坏的人手中哦。Knowledge 这个字呢，就是知识的意思。那你看到前面的 know 就是知道哦，知道你知道你认识谁。那你知道的事情、你认识的事情呢，就是知识，就是 knowledge。What's the next word to explain?
Well, it is officially spelled O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L-Y. Official, double L-Y. O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L-L-Y. Officially. Okay. Officially is an adverb meaning in a formal or public way. It's kind of the same as saying formally. We talked earlier about officially signing up for the marathon. Okay. That means yes, everybody knows it's kind of recorded. We could also say the new president will officially take office next month. Okay, that means her job starts, everybody knows it starts, it's official.
Okay, officially 呢，中文呢就是翻译为官方的、正式的，它是一个副词。那呢，它的形容词呢就是拿掉 ly 变成 official， 一样的意思就是正式的、官方的。那你也可以用刚刚这个 Pat 讲的另外一个句子 ，formal 或是 formally 也是一样的意思，就是很正式的。举例来说呢 ，according to the official figures， 1,000 people joined in the event。根据呢这个官方公布的数字，有1000个人参加这样的活动。像这样子官方发布的啊，或是官方或是正式的来 sign up 正式的。参加，大家都知道这件事情了。Official 呢就是这样子的用法。And what about the word permit?
Okay, permit is a verb spelled P-E-R-M-I-T. Permit. It can also, the word can also be a noun, in which case it's pronounced permit, but it's spelled the same way. Here it's a verb, permit. Okay, the emphasis is on the second syllable, permit.So you could permit someone to do something because to permit something means to allow something. For example, my parents permitted me to go on a vacation with my friends this summer. They allowed it. They said, it's okay, we permit you to go.
Yay! Okay, permit 这个字呢就是允许的意思哦。那呢你可以 permit 谁 to do something, 允许他呢来做什么事情。那一模一样的用法呢你可以用 allow 这个动词哦，就是允许、准许的意思。那就像刚刚 Pat 特别提到 permit 这个字呢，它因为重音不一样哦，它也有不一样的意思。你念 permit 它呢就是一个动词哦，表示呢是允许。那如果你念 permit 它呢就是一个名词，表示这个通行证哦，表示你有这个准许证的意思。With this permit, you can enter the building. Okay, 这个准许证呢，你只要有这个准许证呢，你就可以通行这个建筑。Okay, so Catherine Switzer joined the race before other women were permitted to run.
Yes, she was the first one.
Next, we're going to find out about Switzer's life.
Yeah, because she is a very interesting person. We want to know what led her to be in this marathon and kind of break this rule or be the first one to do it.The article says, Switzer started running as a young girl. Okay, it meant she was very young when she started to enjoy the activity of running.
Okay, we also learned that, however, when she began university, she realized her university didn't have a female running team.
Okay, so remember this is back in the 50s and 60s when there wasn't as much equality, men and women were separated and kind of had different rules.And her university didn't have a running team for women. Okay, so what did she do? The article says, thus, meaning therefore, Switzer asked the college's cross-country coach to let her train with the men's team. Say, hey, I'm good enough, put me on the guys' team. I can run with them, you can coach me as well.So here we use the word coach, okay, as a noun, C-O-A-C-H, coach. And a coach is the person who helps an athlete or a sports team, teaching them how to improve or teaching them how to beat their opponents. A coach also tells you how you can get fitter and stronger and how you can exercise without getting hurt. In this case, it's a cross-country coach, okay? So he's a coach, he's a guy who teaches runners how to get better at running for long distances across areas of the countryside. That's what cross-country running is, running across fields and over roads and long distances.
OK, 看一下 coach 这个字哦， coach 呢你可能知道是那个名牌哦，那个包包，或者是呢你可能在英国从机场搭大巴士要到市区呢，那个也叫做 coach， 但是你这边的 coach 呢它是指教练的意思哦，例如呢比方说你的 football coach， 你的棒球教，你的足球教练。那在这边呢我们的主角进入 university， 就是他进入大学之后呢发现没有这个女子的跑步队，所以他决定找教练来训练他，所以他就加入了这个男子 team， cross country 就是这个越野比赛的。 Then what happened?
Well, the first part of the article endsby saying that it was during these practices that Switzer met Arnie Briggs, a 15-time marathon runner. 15-time marathon runner means someone who's run 15 marathons. We could also say a 3-time boxing champion, meaning they've won 3 times, or a 2-time mayor, meaning someone who's been mayor twice.
OK， 这边介绍一下这个复合形容词。他说 fifteen time 就是呢，好像你说 20-year-old 这样子，你中间呢用一个小小的短线把它们连在一起，就呢变成了一个形容词哦。Time 这边不是指时间，而是指次数，所以呢是表示说他已经参加过15次 fifteen time 参加过15次马拉松喽。OK， that's the end of first part of the article.、
Yep.
We'll find out more about Catherine Switzer tomorrow, but for now it's time to move on to our for you chat question.
For you chat.
So today's question is, do you think you can run a marathon? Why or why not, Sam?
Okay, you can see I'm laughing because it can never happen.
Never say never, okay?
Never say never, yeah.
Never say never. Yeah, I would say right now, if someone said, hey, you're running a marathon tomorrow, I'd say, oh. Are you crazy? What?I couldn't run one right now. I would have to do a lot of training. I've never thought about running a marathon. It sounds very painful on your legs. But if I ever run one, it would be in Taroko Gorge,
In
Heiluga. So, because the scenery there is amazing. Some friends have done it. They say it's beautiful. It's great fun.But the training and the pain in the knees and, I will probably never do a marathon. Maybe, although, someone might, sponsor you. Maybe you run and you raise money for a charity and
do it with
some friends. Maybe something like that. When I was at school, I was never good at long distance running.If it's short and fast, yeah, I could do that.
For me, short and fast is,
no,
is a no,
no
for me now.
Still no, okay. I was good at short and fast, but long distance, I just don't have the kind of right body shape for it, really. These days, I don't have the body shape for any running. Okay, that is all the time we have for today. Please join us again tomorrow to learn what happened when Catherine Switzer joined the Boston Marathon. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Catherine Switzer, a hero for women's sports. The Boston Marathon, one of the world's oldest races, was first held in 1897. That year, the marathon gave 15 men quite a run for their money. In the end, only 10 of those men finished the course. Since then, the marathon has been regarded as one of the world's hardest.And thus, most famous races. Despite this, the race's first 75 years were closed to women. Then, in 1967, Catherine Switzer signed up for the race. She discovered that the marathon's rules didn't actually restrict women from running. Switzer used this knowledge to enter the marathon.5 years before women were officially permitted to take part. Switzer started running as a young girl. However, when she began university, she realized her university didn't have a female running team. Thus, Switzer asked the college's cross-country coach to let her train with the men's team. It was during these practices that Switzer met Arnie Briggs, a 15-time marathon runner.
Vocabulary Review.
Regard. Raina regards Ethan as a friend, so she isn't interested in dating him. Restrict. The government has restricted entry to the beach because of the approaching typhoon. Knowledge. I finally got the clue I need. Now, I will use this knowledge to solve the mystery. Officially. You will officially own this house after you sign these papers with your lawyer. Permit. I'm not permitted to stay out later than 11 p.m. on weekends. Coach. Pablo is the coach of the boys' soccer team at this high school.